This is Akashvani. The news read by R.S. Raghu. The Ministry of External Affairs acknowledged several reports of severe police brutality in Pakistan-occupied Kashmir, in which several protesters have been killed and many injured. It added, India hopes that the international community will hold Pakistan accountable for its misdeeds and abuses. Addressing the media in New Delhi yesterday, spokesperson at the Ministry of External Affairs Randhir Jaiswal said that New Delhi continues to see a pattern of fake news and videos emanating from Pakistan. Mr. Jaiswal described them as a desperate attempt by Pakistan to cover up its own failings and deflect attention away from its human rights abuses.
A pattern of fake news and videos emanating from Pakistan. It is a desperate attempt by Pakistan to cover up its own failings and deflect attention away from its human rights abuses. There are several reports of police brutality in Pakistan-occupied Kashmir, in which several people have been killed. There are several more who have been injured. We hope the international community will hold Pakistan accountable for its misdeeds and its abuses.
Over 30 people have been killed and around 200 others have been injured in clashes between protesters and security forces in Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir. Tensions in the region escalated after authorities banned the Joint Awami Action Committee, JAAC, a prominent civil society alliance that has spearheaded protests over economic and political grievances in Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that India's foreign policy is now in sync with its core national goals. The minister said that foreign policy and diplomacy have got integrated with priorities of the government, focusing on social security and national development. Dr. Jaishankar made these remarks in an interview given to DD News. He said that national security in the present time is not just about protecting the borders. It includes security in terms of economy, energy, health, fertilizer and cyber strength. Dr. Jaishankar said that India is safeguarding its deep strategic and economic interests in Gulf region while also maintaining its independent ties with Iran, United States and Israel. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a telephone conversation yesterday with the Emir of Kuwait, Sheikh Mishal Al Ahmad Al Jaber Al Sabha. The two leaders exchanged views on the evolving security situation in West Asia. Prime Minister expressed deep concern over the escalation of tensions and reaffirmed India's strong condemnation of attack on Kuwait's sovereignty and territorial integrity. He reiterated that the call for de-escalation dialogue and diplomacy for earliest restoration of peace and stability. Mr. Modi thanked Amir of Kuwait for his personal attention to the continued well-being and the safety of the large Indian community in Kuwait. The central government has given financial support of approximately 1.23 lakh crore rupees to the oil marketing companies OMC to support the consumer from the burden of rising crude oil price. According to the government sources, the financial support provided to OMCs is for the initial 78 days of the West Asia conflict. The financial support includes the excise duty cut. The sources said that the gold imports have seen a reduction. It added that the reduction is a result of higher import duty on gold and Prime Minister's appeal to the nation for not buying gold for at least a year. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan yesterday visited the National Testing Agency NTA headquarters and reviewed the preparations for the re-NEET exam, which is going to be held on the 21st of this month. Talking to reporters outside the NTA headquarters in New Delhi, the minister said the center has ensured that all necessary measures are being taken while maintaining complete confidentiality from the preparation of the question papers to all subsequent procedures. In men's cricket, India A defeated hosts Sri Lanka by 8 runs in the opening fixture of the Tri-Nation series at the Rangiri Dambulla International Stadium yesterday, and that is the end of this news bulletin.